Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 26th of July. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday.
I'm glad you're here and happy Monday to you. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Kelly. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay. So happy Monday to you too. Let's start today with a little bit of information that we've received where it turns out, Charlotte, you wrote this up this morning, that Apple is making a return to an event they haven't been to in quite a while.
Yeah, a website called AppleScoop spotted that on the recently announced exhibitors or who's attending list at the National Association of Broadcasters, NEB show, is Apple. And they haven't been at that show or anything connected to that show officially for a decade. It was at an event there that they announced Final Cut Pro X, Final Cut Pro 10, I believe. But that was back in April 2011. And so they're back. They're on the list of who's attending. They're alongside ABC, CBS, Discovery, the Disney streaming services, the Dallas Cowboys, and Epic Games.
It sounds like, first of all, I find this amazing, right? Like Apple, like washed its hands. Like we don't need no stinking trade shows.
Basically, yeah.
A long time ago,
right?
And I find that it seems like it's probably Apple TV Plus that has gotten the company to be at this event.
It
must be. We don't know, but it seems that that's the case. And that's and super interesting to me.
Yeah, and I've just had this thought as you said that, actually, that it must also, I've written a story recently about how Apple's looking to purchase sound stages. So it's obviously looking to build its own production capability and facilities. And given the types of people that go to this particular show, which is for people who work in radio and television production, you know, you can start to see a through line of things, can't you?
Yeah. It definitely makes sense for them to get back to that as they go back to, as they take the media space more seriously, not just because they make tools that people in broadcast production are using, but they are also broadcast producers themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of nicely epitomizes the shift within Apple in a very, very quick, you know, one perfect way, doesn't it? Because it's both, most of the people at this show will be using Apple products.
Yeah.
Both hardware and software. And Apple is also producing media and needs to work with people that produce media. So it's a very interesting way of demonstrating the kind of space Apple finds itself in now.
Shows that Apple is also not thinking dogmatically. Right? I mean, it would not at all surprise me to have to you know, like if we could somehow be the fly on the wall for these discussions, it would not at all surprise me to find out that Apple did think dogmatically when it came to trade shows. Like, no, we don't do trade shows. We're Apple. You know, like in that I could see that being that being the sort of, you know, reaction from somewhere, you know, somewhere up the hierarchy at some point at Apple about any and all trade shows. And if Apple is actually going to be, and this is official, by the way, this isn't speculation. They're on the NAB lists, right?
Yeah, it's on the front page of the website. Go to the website, they're listed. There's a screenshot, actually, in the article I wrote that lists them, as I say, amongst ABC, CBS, the Dallas Cowboys, Department of Defense, Discovery, Disney Streaming Services, DreamWorks, and Epic Games.
So Apple,
the website designed to put Epic and Apple on the same page and in the same box, is big hero of mine at the moment.
The company is showing that it can think differently when it is appropriate to do so, and that's a refreshing thing.
Yeah, it's definitely refreshing, and I think it is. There was a perception, wasn't there, at the beginning of the Apple TV project, that Apple was slightly well, I got the impression you guys might disagree with me, that Apple was slightly sneering about Hollywood and thought it could do Hollywood better than Hollywood and could do TV better than people that do TV, because we're Apple.
There was definitely a vibe of, or at least when Apple was first dipping in a toe, there was definitely a reaction of that, like, oh, Apple thinks they're going to come in and do this the same, you know, so much better than Netflix or Hulu or whoever else. Yeah, there was definitely some of that.
Never mind the traditional broadcast channels. Exactly. Right. And by engaging in shows like this, it feels to me like that barrier is also being broken.
Now, my question is, this is the exhibitor list is what we're seeing here. Dallas Cowboys aside, I'm curious what it is Apple is going to be talking about here. That's kind of what I'm wondering about.
Who's attending? It's who's officially going to be there, presumably having stands or maybe, as you say, offering a presentation. I'm not sure how it's going to work. Of course, we're a few months out of it. We don't know quite what the world situation be, you know, capabilities of people attending these things and doing things at these type of events will be at that point. Hopefully, all good. But, you know, we don't, as I say, the last time Apple was there, it was at a big event just off, you know, connected to the show, and it was about Final Cut Pro. And so, you know, it could be something that I suspect is more likely to be about Apple TV production than we've released this new software. Maybe they want to put a few of those very expensive Mac Pros as well, the wheels.
Well, with the other streaming services there, it wouldn't surprise me if this was not about Apple hardware and software. I mean, I really
it could be a content.
I hear where you're coming from on that, but it would almost, it would, I think it would actually surprise me if this were a traditional hardware and software presence.
Yes,
like they've done before now. You mean?
That this they would, used to do.
That this would be new and different as opposed to what we used to get from them.
So what are you seeing? Previews of new shows? That seems possible, but unlikely to be the platform which they show off new content. Could it be, I don't know, moving, you know, production facilities?
Why are the other streaming services there?
Well, so, I mean, the only other streaming service, I think, on this, in the screenshot that Charlotte's talking about, like, Disney Streaming Services is there, and Discovery Channel. Yeah, and Discovery Channel. Those are the only two that we've seen for, and CBS. So.
No, but there are others throughout, if you look through the order, you know, Google, ESPN.
Yeah, those companies are not Media. Announcing hardware and software.
YouTube is there, Paramount Studios, like,
so Netflix, they are there to show off their content for other people, I would imagine, like,
or to make deals.
Yeah, but I mean,
NAB is turning into a, maybe NAB is turning into a content deal making hub too. I don't know that that's the case. I'm far from an expert on NAB, so I don't want to over pitch that idea, but that to me, for Apple to be there for that reason, makes a lot more sense for Apple to suddenly decide that it needs to be showing off its hardware and software again.
Yeah, I think there's that, and I think it's not high profile enough mainstream that you would use it to do big, big content launches.
I imagine it's a matter of being there like any other media company, and then, you know, aside from that, they have like the added bonus of, we also make this stuff that a lot of people use to make their programs as well, their content, whatever. So I think there could be a certain amount of that, I think. So as we find out more, we will let you know here. One other thing we had to talk about briefly is a little bit of iPhone event speculation. And Charlotte, this was one that you wrote up as well about
this wonderful time of the year.
Yeah. What else Apple might be up to this fall? NAB is in October, by the way, for people who don't know. NAB is in October in Las Vegas. another thing, like I said, another thing Apple does in the fall is usually, as per tradition, unveil a new iPhone. And there's been some talk about that event and the shape it will take this year.
Yeah. So this came from Mark Gurman's annoyingly good Power On Bloomberg newsletter. If anyone wants to speak to, you know, the Mac Observer staff instead of giving scoops to Mark Gurman, we're happy to give your stories a platform.
But, indeed.
No, joking aside, it's a really interesting take that we know now, and I've written about this, that there's been a row about Apple going back to the office, that it has been delayed by at least a month. It was meant to happen in September. I doubt that was a coincidence between September 4th, you know, iPhone month, get people back in the office, life is normal again. Whereas there has been obviously a rise in different parts of the world, including where all of us live, of COVID cases again. And Apple has made the decision to push that back. And the knock-on effect of that seems likely to be that the September iPhone event, which one could have possibly assumed would have been a big in-person return to the, you know, Steve Jobs Theater joyous party event kind of vibe, will not be that now. I think that's probably a fair assumption. Whether they and, you know, we were discussing off air that these decisions are not made last minute. These are big, expensive decisions and big, expensive shows and have very big consequences and significance for Apple. And so probably that decision has already been made. And probably to on the side of caution, they will do some kind of, I don't want to call it virtual because the event really happens, but it'll be, you know, the big, you know, video presentation and that we've come accustomed to over the last 18 months, that kind of thing. No audience, no Tim Cook walking out in the theater, none of that. My idle speculation on this is they might try, if it is possible and can still look good, to have some staff and executives in the theatre and on stage and then cut to different videos. And maybe that will also include kind of some hands-on time for selected members of the press.
Okay.
They might have press out. I don't think this is going to be a Steve Jobs Theater event at all.
Okay.
I mean,
are probably going to be right.
Yeah.
We've praised Apple for, like, you know, going back to the days of Steve Jobs, making these events an event and essentially rewriting the rules that other tech companies either wanted to follow or tried to follow or had to follow. And, you know, making keynote events into a thing. And when faced with COVID, Apple didn't turn around and just take its already very successful live event format and somehow try to basically do it without an audience. They instead completely reimagined what they were doing, re-engineered what they were doing, and then gave us a completely different experience. For that reason,
they've been great.
I think also so too. Think that they've been great too. And in that, Apple has been doing that and is probably at this point going to be doing a virtual event. I do not think that they're going to suddenly try to rehybridize it again. Or not again, but I don't think they're going to try to hybridize it. If it's going to be a virtual event, it's going to be the same virtual event. It won't have people in an audience.
Okay.
Do one or the other, make it as best it can be in either one of those formats.
Yeah. And if they can invite select members of the press out for a hands-on, probably won't even need a pavilion, but you know, like they used to be called the hands-on pavilion.
Yeah.
If they can do that, they might do that, but I don't think that'll actually, I think we're going to see the same virtual event we've seen for the last, 14 months, 12 months?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I suspect Brian is going to be proven right. I suspect they will have already had to make the decision and well, on the side of caution, that it's better to commit to a virtual event than to risk an in-person event that cannot happen or becomes a problem.
Yeah.
I can definitely imagine that.
Yeah, at this rate, that seems like the most sensible thing to do anyway, is to just make that plan now.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I can definitely envisage that, you know, we're going to get an invite in, you know, a month or two's time, and Brian will be right. The only tiny bit of doubt that's making me think Brian is definitely right is I wonder, because there is such a tension within Apple about, amongst some parts of Apple staff, about going back to the office, I wonder if Apple is going to try and use this in some way as a first step of encouraging people back, reminding people why they like being part of the Apple community in person. That's my only caveat to it.
Okay.
I hear you, and I certainly respect where you're coming from on that. I would imagine, however, that Apple is not going to be trying to play any kind of games with its media events. Using them as any
kind of negotiating chip. Well, yeah, you don't want it to backfire. No,
yeah. Well,
but it's interesting because NAB is only a month later than what we normally expect the iPhone event to be.
True.
You know, to be clear, because the iPhone event that we're speculating about is at this point not announced yet.
Right.
And Apple's planning on being at a big live thing a month later when it's heading back into winter, which is kind of interesting in and of itself.
Now, I might be remembering badly, but I want to say when we got the iPhone X, which was the first phone with Face ID, that there was video of people in other locations. Like they were in New York and like at a subway station or something. And they were showing off like Face ID working and all of that. And they had like gone and gotten people to do, like to sit down with the phone and try it all out and everything ahead of time. Am I remembering that from the actual iPhone X event, or am I remembering that from something else very badly? Because I remember that we got a bunch of people who were trying it out, and it was like something that had to have happened in advance of when the video actually got shown to people, because I remember seeing it as part of an Apple event. I just don't remember which one it was. And I'm trying to think, because it was showing, they were showing a bunch of different people who, you know, put on a hat or put on sunglasses and like, look, Face ID still works, because none of us had ever seen it before. And everyone was sort of wondering how well it was going to actually work. And I remember them doing that. And then after it came out, I remember people saying, like, I'm really glad this is finally out, because I get to talk about, you know, that I got to do this thing with Apple. And they were clearly not in California. And so I'm wondering if maybe we will get something like that, where people get a hold of it ahead of time and we sort of get that as part of the event. As part of the video stream that we get there.
Yeah, could well be. And it's also worth remembering that for most of us, we consume this event as a video stream anyway. So when it's actually shot, it's mostly insignificant. So this is very much an Apple internal thing.
Yeah, the thing I remember about it was that it wasn't all Apple people. Like, they went and got prominent YouTubers or something, like, to be the people who would try it out. So, yeah.
In terms of a forthcoming event,
yeah,
in the current global circumstances, this is really a sort of Apple internal negotiation, if I can put it that way, as opposed to one that's going to affect most consumers.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very, very interesting to see how they play this. And if you gave me $10, I would put it on Brian being right.
No,
I would, but because I also think at the point they had to make the decision, they might have just gone, right, let's just keep it safe, let's play this through, and maybe WWDC can be our comeback event.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Obviously we'll let you know as we find out more here. And surely Brian, you'll be back to do your victory lap, right?
I don't know if this would be much of a victory lap, but yeah, of course.
All right. Well, while Brian's running up the stairs, Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by. It's lovely to have you.
I love putting myself in this situation. Always happens. But yeah, thank you for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.